Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Warp Drive. I'm your host, Zach. Today, I'm joined by Ashley
Hello.
and Owen.
What's up?
And today is a very special episode because today we are talking about my second favorite Disney sports trilogy, High School Musical. If you know, last week we talked about Mighty Ducks, which Owen, you loved Mighty Ducks, right?
Love Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks was
Love
great. Did your jersey come in the mail yet?
them. It's close. I mean, I can check the can check where it's at right now.
Yeah, let's get the timeline up. I want to Ashley, if you don't recall, Owen purchased a was it an Adam Banks jersey?
Is in, yes, it's in transit right now.
Oh
Okay,
my
okay.
word.
You'll have to wear that to a warp drive recording eventually.
Oh, I will. It might be in China right now.
It's doing its rounds. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's it starts in Minnesota and it has to go like around everywhere back to Michigan to get to us. That's how it works.
American University mom. That's where I'm at today.
AU mom.
Oh.
Nice. Yeah. We all got our coffee mugs. I got this one. Ashley, where's yours? We got Yeah, this is our morning recording day of. We're excited to talk about High School Musical. High School Musical is a little more applicable to our generation, I feel. I actually remember watching these live, like when they were coming out. I watched all three, or rather, I watched the first one at least with John, who we all know, John. Like
The
it came out
first,
like.
I'm pretty sure the first two were released on Disney Channel, and the third one was released in theaters.
Yeah.
Yes, correct, correct. I had never seen the third one until my senior year, on or
I thought it
sophomore
was the
year.
Disney.
Yeah, sophomore year, the Disney trip, Owen. Yeah, yeah,
That
yeah.
was the first
So
time I saw it.
that was the first time I'd ever seen it. So I'm still kind of grappling with High School Musical 3, but I'd seen the first two very frequently growing up. So this is kind of like the Mighty Ducks of us, of the 2000 kids, you know. But
Thank you.
how was it coming back to the trilogy? Did you guys enjoy watching the
Mean, I don't know if I've ever gone away from the trilogy, to be honest with
movies? You're always in the back of your mind.
I'm
Always
always,
there.
they're always there.
That's true. That's true. What about you, Ashley? When was the last time you had seen him?
I feel like it wasn't, I think it was at least in high school. So I haven't watched it any recently, more recent than a year ago. So probably in high school. They're still there. They're still present.
They're still there. Yeah. It's kind of a crazy situation because it's like a big break for people like Zac Efron, Vanessa Hudgens, and like they were this movie is like I think High School Musical 1 holds up remarkably well only because of like the actors because they're really really good in this first one.
Yeah, they do a great job.
They're really really good. I have my egg I'll be playing with as we record, so in case you see a flying egg around, this is mine. But why don't we start with the first one? That's, there's no better place to start.
Yeah.
What was your impressions going in of High School Musical 2006? What were your thoughts?
Okay, so, I think the whole thing with the beginning at like a ski resort for New Year's, completely iconic. Like, you got two people that don't really want to be there that are there. Troy, he'd rather be playing basketball. Vanessa, she'd rather just not be there. Or Gabriella.
She'd rather read her book.
Yeah, she'd
Her,
rather like be
yeah.
smart. But then, they get pulled up on stage and they just sing a great song. And then New Year's, Happy New Year. They get each other's n numbers and then she disappears. And then she appears at Choice High School.
Yeah,
And
let's start with the resort. I love the exchanging of the numbers in the pictures. It's like
yeah.
such a like a funny kind of cute moment because like they're just trading their phones. I love when Zac Efron turns her flip phone around and he go like holds it straight out and he's like smiling at it and it takes a picture. It's awesome. I love Zac Efron. This is where my fanboy starts at that exact moment. He's like my favorite character. But also with the resort, you start seeing the age disparity between some of the actors. So it's like the main kids are like a hard 18, 19 at least. Like they are like, you know, grown kids. And then you have like these little kids who are like also at the resort and they're also at their high school. So it's just funny. Yeah. Thing. You know, that's what you get with Disney movies though.
Yeah.
What about you,
and
Ashley?
Some adults.
Some adults too. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was an interesting beginning. When I first saw it, when I was in like 2006, I had no idea what was going on. I had no concept of what ski resorts were. You know, my family was not a skiing family. So I was like very confused when I saw that. But as I get older, I understand it more, I guess.
Skiing is vital to this movie. You have yes. to understand skiing and yes. how ski resorts work to right. understand the entire trilogy.
Yeah. I thought they were just at like a random party, and then I was like, why are they confused about seeing each other? But it is a very iconic beginning. I agree with Owen.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so you get the beginning, what are the names? Troy and Gabriella. I want to say Vanessa. Troy and Gabriella meet each other, you know, blah, blah, blah. They like each mm-hmm. other. But then you get back to Albuquerque. You get back to East High. Go Wildcats. And then the movie really starts. For me, I love the energy of the story of the first one, of the actors. It's very high energy, but also like very fun. You know, Corbin Blue is hilarious. Sharpay and Ryan are hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
It's such a good setup, you know. And I also, you know, you get some of the first song, I wrote down all the songs, but then they're not entirely accurate titles because I didn't bother to look up the actual titles. So the first one, Something New, something like that.
Yeah,
something like that.
Start of something new.
Yeah.
And then you get into the next song. Is for a while. It's Head in the Game. You know, you get the basketball one. Iconic.
So good.
Talk about iconic scenes. That's iconic. Because I've never seen basketball choreography as good as in High School Musical 1. It peaked.
It's not the greatest. It's pretty good, though. Like,
oh, I love it.
You can definitely tell that some of the extras are a little bit better at like dribbling than Zac Efron was at the time.
That's true. Zac Efron is, yeah, you go back. Corbin Blue is insane.
He's not bad. Zac Efron is not bad by any means, but there's just points where it's like, there goes Zac Efron again.
Ashley, isn't it true that Zac Efron was kind of carried a little bit in this first one? He wasn't. Is his singing voice not actually his singing voice?
I don't think they actually used his singing voice, like his real one, until the third movie. That's what I've heard.
Okay.
Like, it was like a weird mix between a bunch of different singers up until then.
But it still doesn't, like, it doesn't sound like completely like it's not his voice.
Yeah, they found people that, like, sound like him in a way.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, like, in the movie, though. Like, growing up, seeing this movie at, like, 6 years old, like, I wanted to be Troy Bolton. I wanted to be as good as Troy Bolton when I was playing basketball. Like, I'd go out in the driveway and be like, Owen Bolton shoots! Or, like, I don't know.
Changing your name to Bolton so that you can be more like Zac Efron. That's good. That's good. Are you satisfied with your skill level now? Do you think you've surpassed Troy in a way?
Definitely.
I might have to bow out for a second, guys. Currently, my room is flooding.
What?
Yeah. I need to figure that out, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I can take it from here.
Okay. Yeah, when I can take it. Yeah, find out quickly.
I'll see you guys later. Bye.
That's bizarre.
I'm leaving the meeting, and then I'll come back in later.
Come back.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
Well, that's not good. Back to the OG 2. Yeah. Well, yeah. So, Ash, the room's open. So anybody can come in. Please feel free.
Delta code. even though this is going to be post-production, they'll be seeing
this. Even though this is all recorded, please, by all means, come in and talk a little bit about it. That's actually not a bad idea. In the future, we could have, like, time markers where it's like we bring in one person for, like, a limited time. It's like, oh, and our next guest, Ashley, and then Ashley comes in. Room's flooded, but she's still with us. Yeah,
So stay tuned, Warp Drivers.
Stay tuned, yeah. And of course, people who have been listening to us for a while, because as you know, we have a podcast of the same title, The Warp Drive, that you can find on any podcasting service, Spotify, Apple Music, what have you.
I don't know if you can find it on Apple.
Is it not on Apple? Okay. I listen to it on Google Podcast, so either one.
I think it's Spotify, so.
You'll know that this is the first time we've been on video. It's a big milestone for us, right, Owen?
It truly is.
Yeah. We have a YouTube channel. So. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we have ideas for, you know, new shows, new episodes. So make sure to, you know, like and subscribe. We're making a lot of good stuff for you guys. All right. So when Ashley left to go take water out of her room, we were talking about head in the game, basketball, what have you, sports. What do you think about the sports presence of maybe not just the first one, of the whole trilogy? Do you think there's enough sport?
I would say, the point of the movie isn't necessarily for the sports, but, like, it's more between, like, the conflict between, like, clashing, which, I mean, like, is actually kind of realistic, but it's also extremely unrealistic because we've seen it. I mean, going to a school that flourishes in the performing arts, like, we've seen athletes assist or athletes
do everything. Yeah, yeah.
Just do everything, like, yeah. So, and, like, I even have done both, even if it was just one time. Like, and a lot of people have done both their entire career, so.
I think that's sort of like a fact that this movie is kind of catering to kids, because, you know, it's a Disney Channel original movie, so it's all for kids. So for people who don't know what high school is or what high school is like, they get the idea like, oh, I get to belong to a clique. That's so cool.
And I mean, like, for a lot of people, like, you do. Kind of, not
a little
really.
Bit, a little bit. You know what I mean? You stick around with the same friends. I think they got that right.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I was something on the tip of my tongue. What was that?
Status Quo? Was that?
Status Quo. You get another good song and kind of sets up more of, like, the dynamic of the characters, because you get, like, it's like rivalries. Oh, you're not supposed to cross the line.
You want to bake and play basketball?
Impossible. Impossible. Yeah. I thought that's not my favorite part of the movie, just because I think it's a little bizarre. But it's an iconic song. You like the song? Yeah, the song's good.
That one might reach the top five.
Might have to reach the top five when we rank at the very end. Yeah, you're right. I was thinking about the basketball part of this trilogy. It's always in the first movie and in the third movie as well. It's always revolving around this huge game against West High Knights. What were you thinking?
Like, everything just doesn't really add up.
No.
Because, like, in the third movie, it's the state championship.
The first one, they advertise it as, like, some sort of pre-playoff game, or something. But then they get a trophy when they beat the Knights. They get, like, this huge trophy. So I don't understand.
The third one, it was known it was a state championship because it was the last 16 minutes of their career. But this one, it was just kind of like I was thinking it was like maybe like their conference or division championship, like, you know, like maybe before you go into like the state tournament. They did a really poor job, and like you would get a trophy if like you do win your conference, but then like you wouldn't hoist them up. But like, I mean, maybe you would.
Maybe they pop off because it's the first time they've ever won conference.
Yeah, but they play the same team twice, and like, yeah, it's pretty, like, yeah, you know, it wasn't the main point. Like, I really just liked the first movie and how, like, they did so many different things just to do one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the first movie has a really good story. Surprisingly, for like a Disney Channel movie, it's usually I was engaged the whole time. I liked it a lot. And I think the story is something that kind of goes out the window in some of the later movies. But so yeah, let's continue with the first one. We're going through. What do we get next? We get you know, what do you think of the theater part of the movie? You know, the callbacks, the auditions. What do you think of that?
I mean, I think it is very unrealistic to have callbacks. The science or whatever team Gabrielle is on,
everything at the same time
on the same day is just extremely unrealistic. Like, yeah, you'll probably have a little bit of conflict here and there, but like both of us being people that have been involved in both and been involved with people that have been involved with both, like that doesn't really happen. Like, you might be a little bit rushed at one time, but you'll always like have time to do everything that you need to do.
I like how, you know, at the end of the movie, we're kind of skipping around, when they do the technical, when they basically hack the school and they have like the technical difficulties and everyone in the gymnasium has to go to the auditorium for, you know, like some safety reason. It's like whatever it could be. You know, it's Albuquerque, maybe it's an earthquake drill, something like that. I think it's so funny that like the callback, which is the end of the movie, the theater is filled. Everyone is watching this, and I like.
And we never know the part.
I think we find out that Troy and Gabrielle like do get the part, but we never see the show. And it's some bizarre like made up musical. Twinkle Town is what they call it. Playing around virtual background. I need to get our thumbnail behind us. I wonder if I can do that. Figure that out, keep talking about the ending of High School Musical 1. What do you like about it?
You know, I just like with them all working together at the end, I really enjoyed that. Like the fact that what's her face, like, and I honestly like how Chad and what's the other girl's name?
The science fair girl.
Yeah, I can't remember her name.
I can't remember her name either. I completely forgot her name throughout.
We'll just leave it at that.
We'll just leave it at that.
I like how they develop a relationship, kind of.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Oh no, I'm turning upside down. There we go. can you see the? Do I got the thumbnail behind me?
Yeah, I see it.
Nice. Yeah, so overall, I really like the first one a lot. I think there's a lot of good stuff there. I think you get some really funny actors, some really funny moments, in a you know, a semi-believable story that makes sense. It's no Mighty Ducks, you know, where they ground themselves in harsh realism the entire time. That's what I love about Mighty Ducks, is it's a saga, you know, it's like Star Wars level opera, and High School Musical is, you know, it's just a step down. You just got to acknowledge that.
Yeah. I mean, I really like the first movie. I mean, just cause that one is, it's classic.
It's a classic.
The songs are all really good. I still can sing every song to this day.
Yeah, it's great songs. Okay, we think we've covered the first one. We talked a little bit about the characters, everything about it.
We'll probably get back to it more.
We'll probably get back to it. You know, this is a full talk. We really want to give everything its due. Why don't we shift focus, if you will, to the second one? What do you think about that?
Second one. I absolutely love the second movie.
Me too.
I'm gonna be completely honest. I'm gonna take things back to last episode where we talked about the Mighty Ducks. The second one gives me heavy D2 vibes.
this second High School Musical movie?
Yes.
And I can see that.
Because you have this whole internal conflict with Troy being, oh my gosh, college. I'm getting blessed by everybody else. It reminds me of Bombay, who was our hero.
Sure.
And Troy was our hero in the first one. We have him having this nice internal battle with himself, and he figures out, like, I'm not going to like myself if all my friends hate me. Like, if I'm trying to be this person that is, like, trying to impress all these people, like, and not impressing these people while not being myself, and, like, well, Sharpay is blah, 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 trying to brainwash me. So I get some heavy D2 vibes from that.
I never even considered that. I think you're totally on the mark there. It's, like, very, very similar to, you know, the Gordon Bombay story. I think it's a realistic challenge as well, because these kids are going into their senior year. They kind of have to think about college.
It's also, we just got to, John just texted. Meeting is open.
Meeting's open. Tell him that. This is unfiltered. We don't pause anything here on the Warp Drive. I hope the audience appreciates that. For your enjoyment and also my sanity, I have very little to edit, which is nice.
You were
a high school athlete. Is the need to compete for scholarship sort of a pressing thought on your mind throughout junior or senior year? Like, oh, are you already thinking ahead in a way?
Yeah, I mean, like, for me, I pretty much, like, knew if I was going to play a college sport, it was not going to be at a very high level. And I would probably be having to pay a lot of money to play a sport unless I focused more on my academic side of things. So. So for me,
just wasn't in the cards.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been in the cards, but, like, it just wasn't. It wasn't what I aspired to do in the future.
You would have had to pay for more cards, you know, just like.
And I mean, I love sports throughout high school. Like, I didn't play sports to be the best. I truly enjoyed spending time with the people on my team and, like, developing relationships with coaches and all that stuff. And I mean, like, for some people, a lot of people do have to fight for
the scholarship,
and, like, spots on a team at the next level. And if you fight for scholarship, then you have to fight to stay on scholarship. And some people walk on, and then some people fight to get put on scholarship. So, you know, like, it is something that is in the back of every athlete's mind, because I would be lying. Pretty much every high school athlete, whether you're insane or not, has probably thought about, like, oh, I wonder if I could play D2, D3, D1, like, all that stuff.
Sure. No, that makes sense.
What I was going to say is I really like how it's realistic in the fact that, like, none of them are, like, playing a summer sport, right? So, like,
if
you're not playing a summer sport, then they all are like, oh, we need to get jobs. Like, that's very realistic.
That makes sense.
Like, that's very realistic.
No, I really do like that setup, because it's realistic. I think it's kind of funny, too, because you get these kids whose stressors in the first one were pretty low stakes. You know, it's like, oh, no, I won't be able to be in everything that I want to be in. But this one is like, I need a car. I need money. I think it's just kind of funny.
Yeah, like, college is expensive.
College is expensive. It's true. So you know, but the second one's not all about Troy's problems. We get a lot of interesting sort of situations. I really like
Sharpay, I'm just going to say right now, throughout the entire series, Sharpay has no arc. She has no character development. And is this because Sharpay is already perfect? I think it might be.
There's nothing she needs to change.
she's perfect, but so she doesn't really develop at all. But, like, her whole thing is she's all of a sudden in love with Troy Bolton.
It's kind of a weird situation, because she goes,
like,
I don't know,
does she have a crush on him? Like, does she just want to sing with him to make herself look better? Like, And
I think probably the latter. I think it's a selfish thing where she's like, Troy is the superstar of the high school, and she wants to be his girl, you know, in a way.
Yeah.
So, but I she's Sharpay is always funny. They're all very funny, but I think it's kind of disappointing that she doesn't ever try to redeem herself. She's like always an antagonist.
Yeah, that is very true.
Mm. Even in the third one, which I feel like didn't need an antagonist. The third one is like kind of this feel good music video that goes on for an hour and a half. I don't think we needed a villain, but you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I mean,
the second one for me, I just the whole summer aspect, love it. And then I just like the battle. And then I also like Ryan and Sharpay, like they kind of have their like they butt heads, and then Ryan is like accepted by all these other people that aren't super wealthy and like all the jocks.
Yes.
And everybody except him, and then they become friends with him, and then that.
You know, the rich kid can be friends with the less rich kids. Although they all seem like they're pretty well off. Like Troy's house is like two stories, big basketball court in his backyard. Yeah. Like they all, Albuquerque kids got it made. I feel we may have to move to Albuquerque.
Maybe a little bit. But that whole thing reminds me of Outer Banks with the riches and the kooks and the pogues.
Sure. Yeah. Outer Banks. Yeah. I think you get there's a lot of situations like that. Is Outer Banks something we may have to do Outer Banks for our next one, because you've been hyping it up for me nonstop. I need to check this out.
Yeah, it's my mom absolutely loved it. She like forced my sister to finish all the episodes in one night. It's the real deal kinda. And there's like
just, a bunch just of staying stuff. Up.
We just gotta cut Outer Banks
right now.
We're talking about Second High School Musical movie. The music. Let's talk about the music. We got "I Don't Dance."
Probably my favorite song from this movie. Yeah,
one of the most epic songs, and just choreographed very well.
I was gonna say, I think this is like one of the best looking songs too. I agree with that.
The baseball players all can dance, which is absolutely sick. And then you also have, "What time is it? Summertime. It's our vacation." Like that, you started off with that one, which I think it's kind of stupid at the before the song. You just hear "summer."
That part's so funny to me because you get everyone like super. Although I love this, that they do this like really brief effect where behind Miss Darbus is the clock, and all of a sudden it's like giant because they're all looking at the clock. I think that's really funny. I wish they did and more stuff like that.
A personal favorite of mine is "Bet on It." That's always been one of my favorite songs.
The second movie for me, I love "Bet on It," but the whole movie felt long to me. I don't know why. I was watching these with Ashley. Is it the shortest one? It feels almost unbearably long because the first one you have like sort of a natural progression of like I like the first one's story a lot because I feel like it makes sense at the end of the day. It makes total sense. The second one, I don't know if it makes sense or I don't know if where's the point. Like I see the Gordon Bombay esque Zac Efron struggle. He's like, oh, do I choose my friends or do I choose success? But all the friends, all they're doing is just playing baseball and hanging out. Like, no, there's no...
They're working.
But they're working. They get to work at this super nice resort.
Yeah, true.
True. Well, out of the songs, which one do you think is your favorite from this movie?
"I Don't Dance."
Agreed.
100%. And I mean, I also like "Gotta Go My Own Way" is great.
I love that one. I think the second one might have the best music because every song is really, really fun.
And then you have "Humanumu Waka Waka Waka." You got "Humu Humu Ukunawa." Human, yeah.
I hated that song.
I mean, it's just funny. And then you have You Are the Music in Me.
For people who don't know, the really strange title one that's like forever long is the bonus song. Because we watched the DVD version. It was what's on Disney Plus, is like the full version.
Well, Humanumalakuapua is in it.
Not in the original.
It's on Disney Plus.
It's on Disney. Disney Plus's version is the DVD version, which had that bonus song.
No, it's like in the movie.
I know it's in the movie because the Disney Plus version is the full version, but then the TV version, which is what I saw first, did not have that. This was my first time ever seeing this song.
Yeah, it was better without it.
It was better without it, I would say. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre.
it's such a stupid song, but it's such a Ryan and Sharpay song.
True.
If you really think about it.
Yeah, you're right. Now we round it up with High School Musical 3, you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have much to say about this movie.
You don't have much to say? I like this one. I thought it was good.
I don't like it.
You don't like it? What did you like about it?
Okay. Like I said, Sharpay has no arc. She doesn't change at all. And like, it's just annoying. And then you also have the whole thing with Troy and Gabriella, and she's going to Stanford and she goes early. And then you have Troy somehow make it to Stanford and back in his shitty truck before prom starts. It's super, I don't know. It's just a lot of things happen that shouldn't happen. And then, I mean, like I do like some of the songs in this one, but then there's like, I feel like there's not enough time for a movie. It's just, it's like Hamilton, but that's different because Hamilton is Hamilton and this is High School Musical we're talking about. We need to have dialogue. We need to have acting. Like that's what made these two movies so successful. I don't know. Maybe it's because this one was released in theaters, but like,
There are a lot of long songs that take up, like, especially, like, some of them that I feel like aren't necessary at all or don't really add anything. Boys Are Back, despite it being pretty cool sounding, I guess, and, like, having a lot going on screen, it doesn't add anything. It's pretty pointless because, like, it's not like Zac Efron and Corbin Blue's characters were in drama with this third one, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, then you just also have the whole thing with Ashley Tisdale, Sharpay being kind of a shitty character again.
There's absolutely no reason why she should be cruel in this third one because she's just completely back to herself, her evil self in a way, for no reason.
And then you have Troy, who's up for a Juilliard scholarship.
I think that's so funny because it's just like,
one musical he sang once at a ski lodge. Like,
I think he's got the charisma, but he needs to get a little more practice. He doesn't even like it.
He doesn't have the hours in. He wasn't even going to do it until he could do it because he was moving closer to Gabriella.
He did not want to do. He didn't want to do this. No. So he's been in one musical. Twinkle Town, whatever the first one's called. And then in this third one, it's an original piece about the kids in their senior year. And he doesn't want to do it. He hates it. It's bizarre. After everything, after all three movies, where even Corbin, even Chad, Zeke, all these characters go out of their shell. They have more musical experience. They're having fun with their friends. And they still don't want to do it.
No, I don't understand. That's what I don't understand. Like, that's part of the reason why the third High School Musical to me is just not needed.
The story is a big, you know, it's a mess. It's definitely a mess.
It's a conundrum. Like, I don't understand it.
Yeah. You get some good songs. I have the titles here, but none of them make sense to me because I just have things like Treehouse Song, Rooftop Song.
Here, so maybe I'm looking up I'm looking up the High School Musical 3 soundtrack. We have Now or Never.
That's the first one.
Now or Never, I actually did like that song.
I think that something I will add to that, the third one in that opening scene has the most sport we see. And the most exciting sport.
It does a pretty good job, besides the fact, like, you have Rocket Man.
The worst character ever.
Okay, for anybody that's listening that's ever played a sport or watched a sport, when have you watched a close game in a kid that has his warm-up on? Like, nothing against the kids that still have their warm-up on, because I've been there before. Whatever. I love that. I loved being a role player. But when do you have, like, a close game on the line, 5 seconds left, you have a team with at least two college basketball players on it. You're like, well, let's put in Rocket Man.
let's jeopardize everything and put in a freshman with 5 seconds left in our last basketball game of our career.
That baffles me, like, to this point. Like, I've seen memes, like, where they play that scene. And then, like, as soon as Rocket Man shoots, it just cuts to somebody getting blocked. Like,
he completely misses.
Yeah. Like, come on.
I think this movie would actually benefit from that happening. You know, create some actual tension where they put everything on the line. They risk it all, and it all goes to shit. I think that would actually make it more interesting.
I agree 100%.
I think these new characters are awful. This third one, which is, you know, they frame it like it's all about, you know, the legacy. You know, the freaking last shot of the movie is just them looking at the camera one by one, and they're just like smiling. It's like, oh, goodbye. We've had a good time the past 5 years, five, 6 years. Exactly. And why is now the time to throw in three, four useless characters? I don't understand.
Yeah. So, like, senior year graduation, we don't need to be introduced to these new weirds. Like,
I'm with you there. It's a bit of a mess. It's a bit of a mess. You could tell that they were trying something new because it's a theatrical release. Maybe they felt like they needed to backpedal a little bit with some things.
If they somehow could keep the movies going with these characters, but they're literal boneheads.
Yeah, they're not good. I don't want to see anything with them. So, I'm glad though that we do have some continuation with things like, you know, the High School Musical, the musical, the series, which is a ridiculous title. But have you seen this? Have you seen that show?
Is it worth the watch? A couple of people have said they watched the entire season in one day.
I've watched it. I did not watch it in a day. I watched it like throughout some weeks. And I thought it was pretty good. I think it's basically the same kind of energy as High School Musical 1, I would say.
Okay.
It's very funny because High School Musical 1 is pretty funny. But it's, you know, it's for kids. But I enjoyed it. I think the story is good. I think the characters are good. I would give it a shot. Zero sports though. There is zero sport. It's all about the musical, which I think is a bummer.
You know, I could get behind that maybe. I could maybe get behind that.
It's pretty good. We may have to consider that as well for another Warp Drive episode, maybe.
We have plenty of options.
Yeah, Outer Banks, you got High School Musical, the musical, the series.
The Mandalorian. Yeah.
The Mandalorian. Mandalorian's really good. Mandalorian's actually probably the best Star Wars media I've seen in a bit. Bit. Yeah, yeah. Really, really good.
That's a completely different topic.
Completely different topic. Yeah. Yeah. Well, so we got let me turn off my virtual background because I'd like to how do I do this? Choose virtual background. We're on Zoom right now in case you're listening to this and not watching it. Although if you are listening to this, there's a different picture of me. How do I none. There we go. If you are listening to this, check out our YouTube channel. Because we have both now. You know, you got the podcast, Warp Drive, and then you got the YouTube channel.
We could be releasing some sort of something on the YouTube channel that isn't a podcast.
I that's I actually have an idea that I want to share with you after the recording, because we want to make sure it's a little bit of a surprise. But I got some good ideas up my sleeve for fleshing out, diversifying our YouTube channel. But here, let's get down and dirty with our work. Let me entertain them for a second, Owen.
All right, guys. I'm just pretty excited here to be listing our favorite songs in our favorite movies. I did actually get word from John, so I will be able to include John's favorite movie in case you guys are curious about that. And I can also grab a picture of John and make him my background. So
yeah, why don't you do that? Get John in here in digital form. I told him the room's open. He's welcome to join. So is Ashley, unless she's drowned at this point. You never know. Crazy things have happened. Yeah, but he kind of just dipped in and out. So I don't know. He's welcome. We're still going, obviously. We can make this like a 12-hour episode of like, oh, we're just going to keep going and going. Oh, no. Without his head? Perfect. That's all we need. Okay. So, Owen, you're looking at this. I got a big whiteboard here, and we're going to get working. We got to flesh out our favorite movies, but also our top five songs. So I'm going to write.
Okay. We'll start with my least favorite movie.
Okay.
My least favorite's the third.
Your least favorite's the third. A brief overview of why.
Sharpay has no development. The new characters suck. Not enough movie. Too much music. And the music is good, although like it's a little unnecessary. Mm. I just think that the stories of the first two movies are up here. Uh-huh. You can't see, like, where John's head would be in this picture.
John's head is the first two, and then his legs are the third one.
His number is like the next.
You know what? I totally agree with you. I think the third one is too much of a miss to really validate it being anything higher than bottom. Here, I'm gonna move my mic over. Can you hear me a little better?
Yeah, it's a little bit clearer.
A little bit better. All right. Now this is where it gets a little contentious, because I think we may disagree on this. Here, now you can see me on the board. So let's see, which one do you think is the best out of the first one or the second one? And here, let me speak on this first. I want to consider story, characters, sport integration, because that's our expertise based on the Mighty Ducks, and overall vibe, you know, just a general category.
I honestly, like, I'm going to say the second one just because I love the second one so much. But the first one, like, both of them are very good. There's just a couple small differences. And depending on your opinion on those small differences, like, if including more basketball, because basketball is, like, the sport of this series. Like, there's not as much basketball, but, like, the internal conflict is kind of basketball. Like, him going there in the second movie, like him going to U of A and playing with the team, like that's pretty sweet. And like, that's something not a lot of kids would get the opportunity to do. And like, but then again, the first movie's also so original, and then that whole end thing with like sending the virus and then everybody going in there, and then everybody like, am I even, the first one also does have We're All in This Together. So like, I honestly, like, I could go either way. Like, I'm not gonna say the first one's my favorite, and I'm not going to say the second one's my favorite, because there's definitely aspects that make each of them better than the latter. So like,
I think I might differ a little bit. I do like both of them, and I like the second one a lot. I think the second one's music has some of the better songs, but I think the first one has a more cohesive vision in a way.
I could definitely agree. I could definitely get behind that.
All right. Well, we'll do High School Musical 1 as top, and then High School Musical 2 as second. So this is, everyone watching this, this is the definitive ranking of all High School Musical movies. 1, then 2, then 3. Chronologically, best to worst. Are we happy with that, Owen?
I can get behind that, yes. But I just want everybody to know that's listening and watching, High School Musical 2 could be number one in some people's boards, and I would not be upset about it.
True. I would be upset, but that's neither here nor there. This is my board. You have to obey by my rules.
Okay. So let's talk songs, Zach.
This is what I was excited for. This is what I've been looking forward to. Because this is what I was kind of paying attention to the most during my first watch through. It's like, okay, what music am I
is there a song that you would put number one right off the bat?
I don't know.
Are we talking just songs or like scenes in the movies?
I think you have to consider the context. So a song can be good, but if it doesn't make sense in the movie, or if it doesn't look good in the movie, if it's not presented well, then I think you need to consider everything. I think your songs that you choose should be, you know, song, music, the characters who are singing it, and like what's going on. Some of them are really good, but then some of them are dragged down by like nothing happening on screen. I would say Head in the Game is like one of the best songs in the trilogy, but like the choreography is okay, and like I don't think it's the most interesting. It's up to you though. What do you think? What are off the top of your head, what are some of the songs that you like?
I Don't Dance.
Okay, I'm just gonna write these over to the side. All right, Don't Dance. We like that one.
High School Musical.
From the third one?
From the third one, I know. It's a little bit far-fetched, but...
I do like that one a lot. I'm exposing my awful handwriting to the world.
We're all in this together, of course.
So that's the finale of the first one, correct?
If that's not the most iconic High School Musical song, I don't know what is.
That may be the most iconic. Maybe not the best. You know, we're critics here. We're not... This is our critic eye, not our fan eye. Let me throw in some that I think are pretty good. I really like, I'm just looking over my list again.
Well, Fabulous. That's just one that.
That's a good one.
Mine. I mean, that's a pretty good scene.
Oh God, I don't know how to spell fabulous. I'll just say fab. No one will know. No one will know that I don't know how to spell fabulous.
Fabulous.
Fabulous. Oh, okay. There you go. God, my handwriting is awful. Let me throw in one real quick. I like Breaking Free, actually, a lot. I think that's for, you know, within the context of the movie, that's an original piece by Kelsey, you know, the pianist, the composer of the group. I think it's excellent.
Dude, I love that song. I completely forgot about that song until you said it. I could literally start singing. Sorry.
It's a great song. It's a great duet. It's great. And of course, that's what everyone's like clapping, cheering them on. Like it's such a good climax. It's a good catharsis.
The song they sing together too.
Everyone's joining them. They're great.
They sing in at the very beginning of the film.
Something new. It's something like that. What's the title?
Start of Something New.
Do you like that one?
No.
Good. you're allowed to like it.
Start of Something New.
I don't like that one.
It's such a weird song for the two of them to be singing them when they don't know each other.
I think the beginning of High School Musical 1 is shown up by both the beginnings of 2 and 3. The beginning song of 2 and 3, I think, are much better. Oh, Summer. We have to consider. What's that one called?
What time is it?
So I'll write Summertime as a response. What time is it? Just an abbreviation. Summertime. That's the title
of the song. It's like the title of the song is What Time Is It? And then in parentheses, it's Summertime.
Summertime. I hate that. Just give it one title and give it like a short title. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is good. We have a good list.
I'm trying to think.
Anything else?
What about Gotta Go My Own Way or You Are the Music in Me? Either of those do anything for you?
I don't know. Those are both High School Musical too, right?
Yeah.
I think I like Music in Me more.
Really?
Do you like Gabriella's song more? Gotta Go My Own Way?
Actually, yeah. What is the song that...
Is that... That's the one that goes like, well, what about us? That's that one?
Everything we've
been through.
Okay,
what about trust?
What About Every Day?
What?
The song Troy and Gabriella, the song Troy and Gabriella sing at the end of the second one.
The finale song? Yeah, I hardly remember that one.
I'm going to play it. I'm gonna play it. I'll Please share play my it. Screen. Actually, I'm just going to play it on my phone because I just want to remember it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember that
every
one at all.
Every day, every night. I think that's what I'm... I think that's High School Musical.
Maybe.
I honestly think this one might be one of it for me. Once in a
lifetime means there's no second chance. Okay. Oh yeah, I remember this now.
Hey, I'll skip to the chorus. Every day.
What's this one called? Every Day?
Yeah, we can't get copyright claim, but
I do like that one. I like that one.
This one where Troy is, they're like, Troy, you have to go sing with Sharpay, like, just do it. And then like he's singing and then nobody's there with him, and then all of a sudden he hears Gabriella's voice.
And he has to like look through the darkness to try to find her. Yeah, I like that.
That's probably not in my top five, but that's just one that's
a good there one. It's a good one. Yeah. Well, that's kind of like our that's a good duet song. Do you think that beats Breaking Free? One do you think is
no?
Breaking okay. Free is definitely better. So we're eliminating Every Day from our top five. Breaking Free we like. I think Breaking Free we should have as one of our top five as a duet representative.
Yes, yes.
So out of these, sorry, go ahead.
All in This Together circle like that's a must.
That's a must.
I think I see the five that I like on there.
You see the five already?
I think I can just eliminate one.
Would you eliminate?
Which one would you eliminate?
I would probably eliminate Summertime.
Really?
What would you eliminate? Fabulous?
Absolutely Fabulous. Kind of.
Well, how does Summertime go again? That's what I, what time is it? Summer. Yes, okay. I do like that one.
But I feel like we could get Bet On It. Maybe Bet On It could go in there as a solo instead of Fabulous.
Ooh, we forgot Bet On It. I think I would rather have Bet On It too, as a.
So then that leaves us with a tough decision to make.
We have three. We need two more.
I would have to put I Don't Dance in there.
Of course, that's a must. So now we've got out of the ones we've listed. Our fifth choice is either High School Musical, the finale of the trilogy, or What Time Is It Summertime from the opening of two.
This is tough. Because I honestly really like the vibe of High School Musical.
I do too.
I just like...
I think it's a good get up and dance song, you know.
Like it just makes me think of Mock Rock, the
clapping. Yeah, you got the clapping. I just want to clap for that one, yeah.
Yeah, I think just us talking about this has maybe made our decision, maybe not. Like,
I think so too. I think we have made our decision. I'm happy that we have a High School Musical 3 representative on there. You know, it shows that they did get something right with the finale song.
Yeah. Yeah, and we have two from the first two movies, which in my opinion is
accurate. You know,
and now we need to rank them. So what do we
got to rank them?
What do we think is number five?
Maybe, but I for number five, I'm thinking either Bet On It or Breaking Free.
I would say Bet On It. You know, it's a solo. Yeah. It's a solo, yeah. But it's a meaningful solo, and it's a meme in itself too.
It is a little bit of a meme. Yeah, but I think just
song is actually really good.
Can you even tell what I'm writing? Bet On It?
Yeah. I can. So five, we have Bet On It.
Right.
Four, we would say Breaking Free.
I would say it's a good duet, but I think the group songs are just so much more interesting, you know?
Yeah. Oh, we forgot Stick to the Status Quo.
Did we though?
But I don't think that makes
sense. Did we forget about it? We,
so all right. Breaking Free we have at four. This is where things get a little shaken up. Number three. I would say High School Musical.
You think High School Musical is worse than All in This Together? We're all in this together. Or High School Musical. They sound exactly the same.
True. But the dance for All in This Together.
True. It's good.
Iconic.
Do you like that scene more than the ending dance for the third one? The third one is huge.
Third one is huge, and they do make like the Wildcat and the East High out of their
with like their caps and gowns.
Dude, I don't know. Yeah, that is an epic last scene. And I somehow love it. Troy got to talk at graduation.
I think that's the most far fetched thing too. You know, like we don't
have a senior speaker.
Oh, true. You know. He probably would have been chosen. He's the most popular kid in the school.
By a long shot.
I think I like High School Musical more than All in This Together because it incorporates – it's huge first, but then like little moments, it incorporates some things from the other songs. There's a moment where like, you know, in What Time Is This Summertime, where they do like the that part and it's like in a long chain. They do that in High School Musical. They do it. So
it ends with Chad.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I think we could put All of This Together at 3. What do you think is number 1 then?
Right now it's between High School Musical, the finale of 3, or I Don't Dance. I think we've made our decision. You got High School Musical for number 2, and then I don't dance for number 1. Let's briefly explain why. I Don't Dance has the most exciting, interesting like dancing. The scene is
the entire baseball game. Like the song
it's awesome.
When the baseball game ends. Like I don't know.
It's really, really great. And I think Corbin Bleu and I don't know the actor who played Ryan, but I think both of them are probably two of the strongest people. And they totally bounce off each other really well. It's a really, really good duet.
I just like how they add Ryan into it and like everybody on the baseball team, like they can like do the dance with the baseball bats. Like it's just very cool. And like
everyone on the bleachers like getting in on it. I think it's super cool.
It's really good.
Great. So we have our official film rankings 1, 2, and 3, and then our song rankings, number 1 being I Don't Dance, and then the last one being Bet on It, our 5th place, and then you get some stuff in the middle. Interesting.
So I'll just go through and read the songs.
Please do.
Listening, we have number 5 is Bet on It. 4, we have Breaking Free. 3, All in This Together. 2, High School Musical, the finale of the third movie. And then 1, the best song in the series, we have I Don't Dance.
I love it. I think it's perfect. That's going on the wall. I'm framing it, and it's going to go on the wall. Yeah, we've made our decision. Good work, Owen. We did it. We did the impossible.
We have.
Well, I'm exhausted. That was a lot of work.
It really was.
I'll tell you we wanted. I wish that Ashley were here because I think she had some differing opinions. But I think you and I have come to a pretty good conclusion. We had John in picture form.
I'll find another one of his face.
Do you think that he would have agreed? Do you think he liked our choices?
I think so. I think he might have had a little bit of a stronger opinion about the second movie being better than the first.
Mm. I remember watching that with him for the first time as well. So you never know. Well, he's not here, so he doesn't get to say. It's you and me. We're the final judges.
He doesn't get to say a word.
He doesn't get to say a word.
Hopefully this picture will crop nice on here because this is
one of the fun. Is it him in the stance? In the front?
No, it's this. Yes.
Perfect. Okay. A perfect picture.
We have John.
Yep, right there. He totally agreed with us.
But I don't know if they would consent, so I'll cover Mrs. Green's face as well.
Yeah, we got John here. We got John here.
Good John, everybody.
Oh, good John. Perfect. Well, thank you, everyone, for watching, for listening. It was our pleasure to go through High School Musical with you. We hope you liked it. Owen, you had a good time.
I did have a good time. I enjoyed myself, and I hope you guys – I feel like a lot of people would agree with our opinions on this.
I think so, too. I think so, too. I think we hit a home run with these opinions, if you if you get my little reference there.
Slam dunk.
You get a slam dunk. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, thank you again for coming to watch this video. Please consider hit the like button, hit subscribe. We're making new videos every Saturday.
We could come up with some surprise ones here and there.
You never know
how this conversation with Zach goes once we're done recording.
Yeah, the two executives of the Warp Drive making decisions. But yeah, thank you so much for watching. We hope you have a good day, and see you later.
Stay clean.
Stay clean.